does common mean?
Well, it's used in two or three different ways, you'd say. She's a very common person. It used to mean that they were kind of crude and they were not of a high type person. But then you'd say, well, that's a common practice. That means that it's all the time and it's done real often and it's acceptable. I suppose acceptable would be. Maybe not acceptable, but it's common. It's frequent.
Okay, if you're talking about a person who has a lot of energy and vivacious, you'd say she's quite
energetic and lively.
Would you say that about older people?
I wished I could say it about me.
Yeah, but would you say old people were lively?
Some of them are, but the majority aren't.
Is that the adjective you would use for old people, though?
Lively.
And are you a say she's lively or what?
Well, she's lively, yes, I would think so. Full of life, full of vivaciousness, and enjoys living.
If you're anxious about something, you're not easy about it, you're
concerned, you're bothered, you're frustrated, maybe.
Yeah, but you're not easy.
You're not
into an adjective.
Uncomfortable.
Keep going.
Anxious?
Yeah, but another one.
Nervous?
Uneasy. How would you say that?
Uneasy. You aren't confident.
Okay, never mind. I'd not say that. If you're scared, you're what?
Scared?
That's another word for scared.
Fear.
Yeah, but blank of the dark.
Afraid of the dark.
A person who was afraid of the dark and isn't anymore, you'd say she something afraid of the dark.
She's overcome her fear.
Yeah, but she once upon a time was.
She used to be afraid of the dark, but she isn't anymore. She overcome.
Somebody becomes afraid of the dark, you'd say something about in the past. She didn't?
She didn't used to be afraid. She didn't used to be like this, but she is now.
If you aren't careful about the way that you do something, you are
careless, sloppy.
Somebody who is strange is what? Or if it's a strange situation.
Rather strange, rather bewildering,
peculiar.
Odd, peculiar, mysterious.
A man who's strange.
Phew, I don't want him.
No, but I want the word for him.
Weirdo. He's strange, he's not understood, he's... Well, he could be a lot of things if he's strange.
Just say queer.
Well, some people say he's queer and mean to it several different things with that word.
Has his meaning changed recently?
Could be.
Well, how did you use queer? How did you used to use it?
Well, queer meant... Well, strange is a queer person, a strange person, but some people use the word as to be a homosexual or something, which is just a made-up term, I think.
If somebody's easily offended, they've got a chip on their shoulder there.
Mm-hmm, they're sensitive.
Touchy.
Touchy, uh-huh.
And if you're mad at somebody, you're